Sean Patrick Maloney, we're here together in the Congressional Corner. I very much thank you for showing up and for being a constant participant in this program. It's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
Let me start by saying clean water. I say clean water, you say?
I say it's an absolute right, and we have to enforce it passionately. We have seen real problems around the Hudson Valley and around New York State, and we may just be seeing the tip of the iceberg. I have legislation right now that will require the EPA to test the water supply of every community in the United States, because right now they do it above 10,000 residents, but not below. And every community in New York that is fewer than 10,000 residents needs to check out its drinking water supply. In Newburgh and in other places, we've seen a real spike in contamination by something called PFOAs and PFOSs, which are chemicals used in a lot of products, but particularly in firefighting materials that are used in airports, and sometimes the runoff, even from the drills they conduct, can pollute a water supply. We've seen that in Newburgh. Luckily, we've got clean water now in Newburgh. It's perfectly safe, and we've transitioned to the New York City Aqueduct there, so Newburgh's safe now, but we have to do blood testing. We have to make sure we didn't have any health effects for the residents. But there's a lot of problems with drinking water around the state. We just got Hopewell Junction the money they needed to finally hook up their homes to clean water after dealing with a terrible Superfund site there for the last 10, 15 years that they knew about, and having some terrible problems for themselves, their kids. So every community in America deserves to have clean drinking water, and we can do it, but we are going to have to invest in our environmental agencies. We're going to have to do better testing and research. I'm pushing the Centers for Disease Control right now to do a two-year study to understand the safe levels of PFOA and PFOS contamination in the human blood. We don't even know what the safe levels are. So we need better science, we need better testing, and we need better resources to clean up these messes. Because it's unacceptable that any community won't have clean water.
Talk to me a little bit, because I'm a little bit behind you on this, on the New York City Aqueduct. These are the pipes that bring water down to New York City.
But, that's correct.
But now you got, and you helped to get, with Governor Cuomo, you're saying, the water supply from Newburgh onto the New York City Aqueduct. How did that work?
Because it passes right through. And so as a solution to this crisis, we were able to get the city to work with us. I mean, look, think about the layers of government, right? We had the state, the city of New York, the city of Newburgh, my office, the federal government, because of the Department of Defense, their role in the contamination, and we got them all working together, and we were able to open up the New York City Aqueduct to access it for the city's use. And to have that paid for, because it's expensive, to have that paid for by the state while we work on a full remediation of the original water source, Washington Lake. And the Department of Defense has entered into a what's called a remediation agreement with the state under the Superfund law, because they are now acknowledging and will their accountability in contaminating this water. I mean, look, the residents of Newburgh didn't do anything wrong. We found out about it, thank God, because of testing. We don't believe there's going to be any major health effects, though we don't know, and I'm not going to happy talk it. And so the state has worked with me to arrange a full blood testing program for residents in Newburgh, and that is starting on November 1st and will be conducted throughout the month. And then we're going to see what we find out. But the fact is that this is a real problem happening everywhere. We need better research. We need better testing. People deserve clean water.
And people's pipes, some of those pipes get put in right after the Civil War. Some of that has lead in it, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think we have lead pipes in the communities I represent. I don't know. If we do, there are effective ways to guarantee that lead doesn't get in the water. In Flint, that's the problem you had, is that they didn't take the steps they needed to prevent that lead contamination. But you're not hearing from me that anything's safe until we test it. And that's why I have legislation that will get the EPA testing water supplies for all small communities around the Hudson Valley, because we should find out. And what we know is that we have a lot of chemicals in use at a lot of industrial sites, and that runoff can get into into aquifers, into reservoirs. And so we need better testing and better research so that we don't learn about this stuff when we see an outbreak of, liver cancer or kidney failure or of other types of diseases that are related to these contaminants.
So, Sean Patrick Maloney, why don't you tell me a little bit, because I know you've been fighting hard on the matter of rail safety. You know, a lot of people in your district, they get on a train and they never know what's going to happen. At least they think they won't. You know, things are relatively safe. Nevertheless, we're reading more and more about when something goes wrong. How can we stop it?
Right. Well, thank you for asking about this. It's been an area where I've done a ton of work and we're getting some results. The punchline is that right now, because of my efforts and the cooperation of the state, $1 billion is going into Metro North and the Long Island Railroad to install technology called positive train control, which is the ability using Wi-Fi and GPS to control the train remotely and to stop it if the operator has a problem. We know that would have prevented the accident at Spuyten Duyvil, which took the lives of four innocent people, including a neighbor of mine, Jim Lovell. Our kids go to school together. Nobody should ever lose their dad because of that. We can stop those. Also, the grade crossings are a big issue. We have a bunch of those left in New York. We need to eliminate them. I wrote legislation that will open $300 million to federal grants for communities and get about 90% of the money for those improvements, and the state is now implementing that program around our area. So there are real things we can do. You know, railroad tracks don't change one day to the next. We know where the high hazard curves are. We know where the dangers lie. Accidents really only happen for a couple of reasons. Trains going too fast or something's on the track. And with technology and some smart investments, we can prevent all those accidents, and we need to do it.
We're in a position now where we have driverless cars coming on. And one would think that, you know, how long could it be before you have trains that are controlled by somebody other than an engineer?
Right. And that's coming, too, I suppose. But that's one of the reasons why, you know, getting an IT backbone that monitors these trains and the grade crossings is valuable, because for the installation of all those technologies. And by the way, this is important for oil trains as well on the west side of the river. Those things are very dangerous when you're talking about derailments or grade crossings. I've spent a bunch of time making sure that our first responders are trained up, that we've got the right materials in place to fight fires or derailments, God forbid we have one, to also get new, safer, and jacketed up cars so that they don't explode or rupture. You know, those oil cars you see, they're called DOT 111s. They're not designed for the type of crew they're carrying. They're not as safe as they should be. All of those will be replaced over the next few years because of legislation we've written at the federal level on the Infrastructure Committee and the bill we passed. So there's real work to do on oil trains and commuter trains. Technology will change the way we all live and move around, but it can also make things a lot safer if we make these investments. And because we've opened up a source of federal financing to do it, the state of New York has now moved forward on that. I want to give the governor credit on that. The MTA is really getting its act together on this. By the way, New Jersey has not done a thing on this, and so they've got some tough questions to ask themselves, particularly in the wake of that Hoboken accident, because we're going to keep losing innocent people through derailments and grade crossing accidents if we don't invest in safety.
It's always great to talk to our friend, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, I always love it when you show up, and you always do, and we thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Alan. Always a pleasure.